It's another month. That means another challenge. Hi, it's Bill with the Late to Grid podcast, and we are in May of 2024 already. How did that happen? And I got to tell you, here in Northern Ohio, when that calendar turned to May, so did the weather. We are enjoying some great weather here. Everyone's been outside, a lot more people out running, exercising, walking, washing the cars, cutting the grass. It's great to see all that kind of stuff. So let's do a little recap. In April, how did you do? Did you become a better person? You probably got on track once or maybe even twice. How'd it feel? You knocked the rust off. Are you where you want to be? I want you to look back, look at your April goals, your April performance, and not only performance on the track, performance in your days, your week, and your month. Are you where you want or need to be? If the answer is no, take some steps this month in May to get to where you want to be. So the first 4 months of this year, I had a very structured, about five or six things I'd ask you to do. And this month, I'm going to change it up just a little bit. You know you need to focus in on your health, and that means diet and exercise. You know you need to become a better person. I'm going to put this into your hands. What do you need to do to get to the next level? You know, you talk to some people and they say, I want a 2x everything. I want a 10x everything. All right, what's that mean to you? If you want to become a better version of yourself, I want you to get out a pen and paper or open up the notes app on your phone and start thinking, start documenting. Where do you want to see changes? Where do you want to be at the end of May? What do you need to do that? And you know, here in the simplest terms, we just need to be better tomorrow than we were today. Think about that. Just some simple changes that lead us to be better tomorrow than we were today. Think how much further along you will be in a week, a month, a year, a decade. Make those changes now. When will you ever have more time than you do right now? Fact is, you won't. I want to say thank you to those that have shared some of their successes with me. I've received some notes about people that have lost weight, that have gained muscle, that are doing better at work, that are drinking less alcohol. Whatever it is that works for you, and whatever you feel better about, celebrate those things. I am so excited for you. I am so excited for your future. I'm so excited that you're going to be on top of the podium of whatever you want. So as I think about May, there's a couple things I want to do. My daughter says, hey, let's go ahead and run a half marathon at the end of the summer. Okay, great. I'm going to be more focused on running than I have been in the past. I've really been focusing on building some upper body strength, and I've been spending a lot of time on the Peloton bike. But I'm going to shift gears, and we're going to run more, and I'm still going to continue with the weightlifting. I also realized that I severely miss reading. And I want to restructure my days so that I can get some reading in. And one other thing I'm going to do in the month of May is I'm going to work to be better prepared for my meetings, better prepared for my conversations, better prepared for my days, and better prepared for my racing and track-related events. So again, wherever you need to be better in life, I want you to focus on that during the month of May. If you need help, reach out to Michael Rebus, not a commercial for him, but I highly encourage you to reach out to him if you do need a little bit better help and direction. And if you think there's a way I can help you, just reach out. Let's have a conversation. I can't wait to see you on track at a racetrack sometime very soon. I wish you all the best.